Hey, Chevra, always a schuss to be together. Always a schuss to be together. Shabbos Kodesh. Big Shabbos. Mevarchin Kodesh Adesheni. Pasha Shkolim. And Shabbos Kodesh. You know, before we begin, I just want to say all the Torah tonight, all the Chizik tonight, all the Zoras tonight, it's being sponsored. L'Refush Lema. Yaakov ben Sara. We've been davening, we've been learning. Oh, Daniel, you can come here if you want. Daniel, right here, next to Dov. L'Shlema Yaakov ben Sara. We've been learning and davening. For Zerfua, Yaakov ben Sara is somebody that's mamish like mamish bacha, and someone who's a inish chesed, a tzaddik. Klal Yisrael needs him. He's so incredible. And Bez Hashem, this week, this is just figuring out some new potential drachim to help him Mirat Hashem should come through in a very positive way. Therefore, everyone should have him in your tefillos, Yaakov and Zara, and all the Torah Chizik Zaras tonight. Should be exchus for Fuos and Yeshuos, Bekarov, Besos, Shachel Yisrael.
Amen.
Chevra, last week we spoke all about Shabbos Kodesh. We spoke all about Shabbos Kodesh, and I'll tell you, Emes Ramito, you know, always, whenever, especially this year, when we learn together, I'm really just learning and letting you guys in, you know? Meaning, I'm all the chizik, all the zoras, all the Torah, I need more than every single one of you, and I'm, they're all just in yonim that I've been learning through the week and connected to and feel that I want to internalize into my neshama, into my heart, into my life. And last week, I realized, like during that shiur, I realized, like, I don't know, maybe we should start talking about Shabbos every week. I don't know if we're going to go there. But Lamaisa, I think we're going to have to give a Hamshacha tonight to last week. Bez Hashem. And the truth is, this Shabbos is Hamshacha to last week's Shabbos. Have Raya, we have Parsha Shkolim. And what's Parsha Shkolim? The whole beginning of Kisisa. 2 weeks in a row, we have Kisisa. Last Matzah Shabbos, I don't know if you've ever listened, last Matzah Shabbos, they gave a woman's shir. And I'm thinking, Matzah Shabbos is always like an interesting time to give a shir. If it's a time, Tkufa of Vinyani Deyoyim, if there's a Yant of that week or something bad, you know, it's easy what to talk on. But otherwise, like, you just finished one Shabbos, but you're so far away from the next Shabbos. Like, if you can give Binyani Parsha, what do you talk about? Like, people don't like, even though Enochanami, it's not like you can't learn Kisisa all year long, but like, you just did it. People don't like that. And then you're so far from Yaga, but I said, Pasha, we have to talk about Inyani Machsus HaShekel, because who is this past week's Parsha and this upcoming week's Parsha? There, you got to stay in the Indian. There's no Shiloh. That was Vada this past Matzah Shabbos. So, if you want to learn in Yonim on the Shkolim, we'll talk a little bit tonight about it, but mainly you could listen to that year. Let's just continue learning about Shabbos. You know, I saw this week someone sent me a video, maybe some of the Chevra saw this video, I think it was going around. There's a wine and liquor store, and you know, if there's one time during the year that we think about wine and liquor stores, it's right now, right? The wine and liquor store that Emes, for many years, every year, I used to go to with my wife, prior to Purim, Pesach, to get wine, we used to go to this store in Brooklyn, my wife's from Brooklyn. Her parents, a few years ago, moved to Riverdale, but for years, they lived in Manhattan Beach. And especially our early years married when we were living in Queens, but even for a long time, we used to go to this store. It's like there's an Avenue U, if I'm not mistaken, called Tops. And I didn't even realize the people in the store were Yidden. They weren't yet religious. The store was a family-run business from 1941. The owner who runs the store today, it was his great-uncle, started the store. It's been in business for 83 years. 5-6 weeks ago, the owner of the store, he said, with everything going on in the world and everything in Eretz Yisrael, he decided it's time to make a change to have a better quality of life. And he called one of his customers that he was close to, from a Yid, and he said, I think it's time to start keeping Shabbos. And the guy said, of course. He's like, but I don't know how to do it. What do you do? And the guy said, just do it. And that week, 5 weeks ago, now maybe it's already 6 weeks, he closed the store on Shabbos and closed on Shabbos. And since then, he said he started the best chapter of his life. This is what he said. I saw this video. You can see it. Remind me, at the end of the year, we'll show it. It's short. Best. He said, I have time with my family. It's been amazing. He started talking about how the community has been amazing to him in incredible ways, supporting him, bringing him gifts. Every person who walks in gives him a hug, a kiss. Like, it's like a different, you know, he realized for a certain time, he never before was so proud to be a Yid. But he said, it's been of the greatest things he's done in his life, he said. The only thing he mentioned are on par was marrying his wife and having and raising children. That's what he said this year. He says, I'm just ecstatic. Is he a tasting Shabbos for the first time? But it's what we always know. That's what's beyond me, these Yidden. It's beyond me sometimes, some of the teenagers that struggle with Shabbos. Like, struggling with Shabbos? Like, is you struggling with the greatest gift in the world? You're struggling with the greatest pleasure in the world? You're just not, your taste buds are off. You're just not, oh, my shit, this chair's here. You're not tasting it. Shabbos Kodesh. A day to disconnect from this crazy world. A day to disconnect from all that holds us back. A day just to have time to yourself, time with your family, time with the Rabbeinu Shalom, time to get to know yourself. Emes, time to get to know yourself. So let's continue to learn about Shabbos tonight, Chevra. Because we're Shabbos to get in here. And without Shabbos, we have nothing. So the beginning of the parasha, of course, Vayakel starts Shabbos. And the pasuk says, the second pasuk in the parasha, Sheshis yamim te'asem alacha, uv'yom ashvi yelechem kodesh, Shabbos Shabboson l'ashem kol osu b'mlacha yumas. 6 days, te'asem alacha. Very interesting language. I'm far from an expert in TikTok. But here we know te'asa is not tasa. Te'asa is the work will be done for you. 6 days of work will be done. Not that you should do work, but it will be done. Here we have a double language, which sometimes we do have, and we have to understand it. It's not just for naught that the Torah, we learn, the Chevra here learns Gemara, right? And we know that every letter, we learn out mamish worlds of halacha from one extra letter, one missing letter. You can have Shabbos, Shabboson, not just Shabbos. So it tells us, what's that mean? We can't just glance over that like a kindergartner and a first grader learning Chumash again. There's something to that. And especially if we go back to that Saras Adibros and the Iker Tzivoy of Shabbos Kodesh in Parshas Yisro, in Perichov, Pasuk Tes, there's a very, very similar Pasuk that we just read, right? But slightly different. Also starts Sheshis Yamim, but not Sheshis Yamim. Te'aseh, what's in the Saras Adibros? Sheshis Yamim, anyone holding about Kairi? Saras Adibros. Sheshis Yamim Ta'avod. 6 days you should do work. Sheshis Yamim Ta'avod. And what's it breaks up into another pasuk. Also very similar. Sheshis yom te'asa. What's by us? Uveyom hashvi. Here also in the next pasuk. Uveyom hashvi. Shabbos la'Hashem lokecha. Here it's Shabbos Shabboson la'Hashem by us. In that there's a difference. It's Shabbos la'Hashem. One time Shabbos. So we have to understand why is it that in our parasha the lashon is 6 days te'asa malacha. Work should be done for you. And in that certain difference, you should do work. And in that certain difference, it's Shabbos Lashem, and here it's Shabbos Shabboson Lashem. So it's already the Mechilta picks up on this. The Mechilta in Kisisa says, Sheshis Yamim Te'asa Melecha. Cause of Echad Omer Sheshis Yamim Te'asa. The cause of Acher Omer Sheshis Yamim Ta'avod. Kesa and Skaimu Shnei Ksuvim. So the Mechilta says, Kishi Yisrael Osin Ratzon Amokom Melachtim Nasas Ayidei Acherim. When each and every one of us is doing what we are supposed to do, when we're living up to who we're supposed to be as a Jew, we'll be zoche that our work will be done forever. We'll be by others. We'll be supported by the Umas Olam. We won't have to work. Ukishen Yisrael Osin Ratzon Amokom Nasas Ayidei Atzman. Otherwise, we have to work. So there are times, if we're doing everything we're supposed to, a yid in the perfect world seems, in a perfect world, we should be able to mamish sit and learn and daven and do mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us through the Umas Olam. Nasat al yidei acherim. If we're not zoche, then we have to earn our own living. It's mechilta. I'm not here. This is not tonight. I want you to listen closely. We're just learning and we're understanding. It's not a schmooze to push kolol on anyone. You know? we just read mechilta, whatever. But lemaisa. But I want you to hear and understand, because regardless of how we live our lives, in the end of the day, there's an understanding of what's the highest level of chachila, what's somewhat of b'di'evid. Even if that's the b'di'evid we need to live, because we're not on such a level, but it's important to understand the madregos. And I think, I don't know if, Moshe, if this is the gemara you're referring to, it's a famous gemara, famous machlokes, very famous machlokes in brachos, right? That's what you refer, I'm assuming, right? We're getting to that. So gemara, I didn't even bring the brachos. It's in my bag. Next to my where I learn is my black bag with the like for yeshiva. In there is my Gemara Brachos. The famous Gemara and Brachos Dav Lamed Hey Amabez. Famous Gemara and Brachos Dav Lamed Hey Amabez already has what seems to be. It doesn't seem to be talking lechachil b'diavad. Seems to be talking both on the lechachil level. Famous Machlekes, Rashi, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shmuel, which seems exactly like perhaps we could line them up based on these two places in Chumash, right? So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Hey Amabez. I have the Gemara here. See something, Mom, if you're going to see, I love, this is one of my favorite Torahs, where you're able to see with such clear eyes, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebab Peh come together as one. So listen, one Tanar Abban. We've learned this Gemara, it's a very important Gemara. V'yasafta deganecha. One pasuk of v'yasafta deganecha. You have to gather your harvest. You have to gather your wheat. Matam alom. What's this pasuk tell? L'fisha namer lo yamash sefer Torah zemi picha. We have another pasuk that says Torah should never leave your lips. You should always be only learning Torah. Yachol dvarim kichsavim. I might think you have to learn those literally. You should never stop learning Torah. Tam alom v'yasafta deganecha. No. You should also work. Hanheg bahem minog derech eretz. Together with your learning, minog derech eretz, you have to earn a living. You should learn and earn a living. As they refer to in the world of shiduchim, a learner-earner, right? This is what they say. That's different Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Rabbi Shmuel says, seemingly is ideal. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Hilgar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, after Adam Chorish B'shas Chorisha, V'zorei B'shas Zriya, V'kotar B'shas Ksira, V'dash B'shas Disha, V'zorei B'shas Aruach, a person's going to always be planting and winnowing and harvesting and plowing. Torah mate oleha. What's going to be with Torah? And sadly, we see this sometimes happens to people. They're working, and nonstop working and don't have any time to learn. Torah, what's going to be if you're working Torah mate oleha? Ella, bizman shisrael, same like the mechilta, bizman shisrael is the return of Jamalkom, malach nasa yidei achirim. If you mamish do what you're supposed to be doing, if you mamish learn properly and you do mitzvahs, so everything malach tamasai deicherim, everything will be taken care of. But man changes roles and so malach malach nasai deatzman. Then you're going to have to work, and that's v'yasafta deganecha. The way Rav Shimon Bar Yochai learned v'yasafta deganecha is like a kilu if you're not living up to who you're supposed to be. But the Gemara ends. Amar Abaye harbo asu krabish, and this is seemingly how we paskin, and why most of us, and the way to live our life is that we do need to plan to have parnasa and earn a parnasa, because the Gemara says harbo asu krabish mal will also be yadon. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel, where they worked and learned, and they were successful. Kirab Shimon Bar Yochai, those who tried to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will also be yadon. It didn't work; it wasn't a good life, and they weren't supported. Seems to be pashtus in the Gemara. There's a concept of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but that's conceptually. B'maisa, in our lives, we have to earn a living, but we should learn as much as we can, right? Like Rabbi Shimon. So bringing this all together, Rabbi Amari, the Shia Pinchas, says, it's exactly what's going on here. The Aseres HaDibros is the word of the Eibishter. The Eibishter is telling us, I understand, Sheishis Yamim Tavod, that the practical way of life is you have to work. It's part of the Kolod of the region. You have to work, you have to earn a living, you have to support your family. And don't anyone tell you differently. You know, people think, oh, my whole life I'm looking to marry the girl because my shvera is going to support me my whole life. That's not what demis. That's not the way you're supposed to look for a kala. That's not the way you're supposed to look for a shidduch. You're supposed to understand part of the responsibility of being a young man is you have to earn a living. You have to support your family. You have to figure out, you have a wife who wants with Mr. Shnevish to also work and also help. And okay, together you figure that out in a proper way. And that's very beautiful. But ultimately, the obligation, the chiyuv, b'zeyas apecha toicha lechem, is on the man. It's on you. And understand that responsibility. How to end together with what end, making sure you're sacrificing to learning Torah as much as you can. That's the proper derech. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, sheishis yam tavod. And then comes Shabbos laHashem. And don't think you're not going to have a beautiful Shabbos, and it's going to be awesome, and it's going to be beautiful, and it's a beautiful life you could have. Of course, at the beginning of your life, you should sit and learn as much as you can. Before you're at that tekufa, you have to earn a living. And sit and learn a few years as we do, and maybe hopefully, alavai, even a few more years, whatever you can with Mesiras Nefesh, because you have to build a foundation that's very strong, and then you'll learn your whole life as you're working. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu in our parsha, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want you to know, as much as that's practical, don't ever forget. In a perfect world, if you really can, the ideal is Sheishis Yamim Te'asa. The ideal, if you can, and what you always have to have in the back of your mind is Halavai, the most important thing in the world, word is to learn Torah and to do mitzvos, and I understand if I really did that properly, which is not a level that maybe I'm on, and how brought scripture below has to be Yadon, and everything will be taken care of, and don't forget about that. You know what happens then? Now we can understand the Halakha Naim and Megadim explained so beautifully. Now we understand the difference between Shabbos and Shabbason as well. Why? When you're somebody who works all week long, like most in this world, comes Shabbos and it's Shabbos LaHashem. If you're somebody like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and it's a select few, and the Marsha in the Gemara Brachos says, those who have that level of Amunah, the reason why Allah has to be added, most of us are not such a level of Amunah that we believe that it's going to happen Al Yidei Acherim. And that's a very lofty level, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Dekiyid. You have to be on a level like that. But then all week is really Shabbos. For those yinin, all week is Shabbos. Because all week they're not working. They're just sitting and learning and doing mitzvahs. So come Shabbos, it's on a higher level. It's a Neshama Yisera. Shabbos, Shabboson, LaHashem. That's why it's a double Shabbos. That's why, but when it's Te'os Melacha, for those yinin, Shabbos, Shabboson, LaHashem. That's what the Naim Megadim says. Just to add an incredible idea from this Shvil Pinchas as well. What's the very next pasuk? Just to see how this all plays out. It's unbelievable. Watch this come alive. What's the very next pasuk? Lo sevaru eish b'chol moshoseichem b'lo Shabbos, right? You can't ignite a fire. We've spoken about this before and gave different answers, but have you ever think about it, this pasuk? One of the strangest psukim and one of the psukim in all of Torah that needs pirish. Why? How many Malachas Shabbos are there? 39. How many are explicit in the Torah? A grand total of? 1. 39 Malachas. 39 Malachas. And 1 is explicit in the Torah. All the others are Limudim in the Gemara. Learned out from Malachas HaMishkan. Right? You all know this. 1 is explicit. So if that 1 is explicit, it's begging for Pirish. Why would that 1 be there? Okay, we all know the Gemara on this and Rashi on this, but there has to be depth here. Why lo sevaru ish b'chol moshe seichem? So this is different. Rachim Shivim Panam Torah. Listen to what the Shvi'a Pinchas says. So beautifully incredible. I don't remember. He quoted this also from Noam Begadim. I don't remember. But what happened? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai went into the cave. And he sits and learns with his son, right? We all know the story. And Mamish, it was exactly like he believed. He sat and learned all day, and what happened? Everything's going to be Al Yidei Cherim. Hashem creates miraculously a stream and a carob tree, right? And he's supported without, he's just sitting and learning exactly like he held. He lived it. But then what happens? Everything's min hashamayim. It's daf lama gimel bebeis and Shabbos. Of course, daf lama gimel, right? Lag for Reb Shimon. Can't make this up. So what happens? We'll read the story. What happens, chevre? You remember this? Also, Leova kama piskla demarasa amar man loydi lebar yochai demes kaiser batuk zerasa. He went into the cave because the kaiser wanted to kill him because he basically said that all the bathhouses and everything was just made for their pleasure and their taxes. Right? We know the famous story. So it's earlier in the Gemara. Lemaisa, Eliyahu Navi announces the king died. In other words, you could come out. Nafgu, so they came out of the cave. Reb Shimon and his son. Chazu inchi the kakarvi vzari. He saw people that were plowing, and he saw people that were sowing the field. Amar manichin chayolim boskim chayishah. I can't. He couldn't handle it. People are actually leaving Torah, leaving a life, eternal pleasure for a momentary pleasure. How could it be? Kol, and what happened then? Kol makom shenos nameinam. Anywhere they looked, miyad nisraf. They brought fires into the world. They were burning up the world, burning up the people, burning up the things. Yata baskavam on the akhar v'lami yatzasam chizlur maraschem. A baskal came and said, "You came out of the cave to burn up and destroy my world. Get back into the cave." And they went back in for a year. And when they came out, then the baskal came and said, "Come out." And when they came out, I'm not reading it all inside, they saw this Saba that had two bundles of hadasim. It was Erev Shabbos. He was running. He says, "What do you have them for?" L'kavod Shabbos. Why two? One for Zachar, one for Shamar. It was all Shabbos. They saw, oh, the Yidin who work all week still love Shabbos. It's all good. And they stopped burning up the world. Sheisis yamim te'asim alecha. What did we just say? Our parts don't matter. Reb Shimon bar Yochai deki Yidin, right? Where it's going to be te'asim. It's going to be done for you. And that's why it's Shabbos Shabbosim. So if you're going to be a Reb Shimon bar Yochai deki Yidin, what's the very next pasuk I have to remind you? Lo sevaru eish b'chol mashrozeichem. But don't burn up the world. You might be on that level, but don't bring fires the way Reb Shimon did when he came out. Unbelievable. Tayrus Hashem Tamima, Mishinas Nafesh. Don't be like that. In other words, even if you're going to be on that level, except like the Abister says, Sheish Hashem Tavod, that there are people who are not on that level and understand it. They also have Shabbos. They also have the Hadassim for Shabbos. Incredible. Tayrus Hashem Tamima. Tayrus Hashem Tamima. Chavrut, so let me tell you, but now we could, by the way, we could understand something else. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches and Mebeis. One last step, and before we build this a little bit, a little more lamdish chasidus tonight, chavra. But listen, right? The famous I think we quoted this last week. We said this Gemara: El Mole Mishmar Mishrol Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Nigalim. If you keep two Shabbosos, you're going to be redeemed. We gave a pshat from the Tzivah Shalom last week, but maybe now we can understand in a new light. What are the Shtei Shabbosos? Maybe like Reb Shimon bar Yochai. A Yid who all week long keeps Shabbos because he's only sitting and learning and davening and Te'asa Malacha, and then Shabbos is Shabbos Shabboson, a double language of Shabbos. Those are the Shtei Shabboses. Who's the Baal Memra of this statement? Amar V'yoichin HaMishum Reb Shimon bar Yochai. It was Reb Shimon bar Yochai who said this line. So of course it's Shtei Shabbosos. Because he says you got to keep Shabbos all week long. And then Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbosos. This is Shtei Shabbosos. Trevor, what's this mean for you and I? Because the emes is, for you and I, we're not, you have to admit, you have to be honest, that we're not Reb Shimon bar Yochai deki Yidin. Har b'rasu k'Reb Shimon v'lo yas b'yadon. Sometimes your people, they think they're holier than thou and they're not. We're not living on such a lofty level. We're normal human beings. And we have to understand that. Yes, we have to daven and we have to learn and be moser nefesh for Torah. Hanheg behen minog derech eretz, together with the Torah. Don't forget that. You have to be moser nefesh. Yes, you have to have a job and you have to support your family. But you have to also be moser nefesh for the Torah. And you have to wake up early to learn and go to sleep late to learn and bring Torah part of your life in a very sincere, real way. But why are we even learning about Reb Shimon bar Yochai? And why are we talking about seems to be that ideal? Number one, it's important just to remember that so that we can strive and push ourselves even more. And there are the yechidim that are supposed to be like that. You have to know it's such a concept. Who are they? How do you know if you're them? It's hard to be retired to that right now. But Lamais, it's important regardless to know there's such a concept, to know there's such a level. And that will push all of us, even if we're not on that level. Even I'm a Rishmal Dikayid, I'm Sheshes Yom Tavo Dikayid. No, this is an ideal, this is even a higher level, and I gotta connect to that. But realize also there's a concept of the week being Shabbos, the whole week being Shabbos. We said last week, we're going to connect back to what we said last week about Shabbos being a hachana for the upcoming week, and Shabbos inspiring us a way that my next week should be different. But the week should always be, I should be a Shabbos degiyid all week long, and what that means is as follows. Maybe I don't mean necessarily like Rav Shimon, that you don't work and you just learn. What I mean is as follows. What is Shabbos to each and every one of us? As we started out like that yid who started keeping Shabbos 5-6 weeks ago, it's a day to disconnect from the world, a day to disconnect from what brings us down, a day to be one with Hashem, one with our family, one with ourselves. Bring more of that into our week always. Bring more of that into our week always. Do we really need to be constantly understanding everything going on in the outside world? There's some, it's important to know what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. It's important, but like Lamaisa, how many of us are connected to certain social media and certain things that we don't need that? Maybe I could bring Shabbos more into my week. Maybe I could disconnect a little bit more than I am. We need mutter outlets and everyone's on our own levels, but how much so do I need to be connected to that? I Baruch Hashem, had a Talmud of mine come to me today, and I totally forgot I did this for this Talmud. He came to me, Rebbe, could you help me? I want to get another app on my phone. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, I forgot that I was the one who locked up his phone and like Bamish cleansed his whole phone and let him with the few apps that he has now. So he has Chvestish, he has Waze, and he has YU Torah, and he has a few things like similar to my phone. And he wanted another app, something totally mutter. I don't remember even what it was. Whatever it was, he wanted to add one more app. And I totally forgot with the Talmud that I did this. It was months ago. It was like the beginning of September time, maybe. It's September time. And I said, "Nu Lamaisa, how's it going?" He's like, "Rebbe, you changed my life." I did nothing for him, but he wanted it, and you just helped him because I know how to do it. I mean, doing this changed his life. He's like, I feel so much more myself. I have so much time for myself. I'm not connected to my phone. I'm hardly on my phone. It's amazing. Obviously, the Shmir Sanayim. It's amazing. That's bringing Shabbos more into the week. I don't need to be connected to these things. And yes, to learn more. To look into our day. How much do we learn and could I add more Torah into my learning? If there's an ideal of Rav Shimon to learn all day long and nothing else. So each of us has to constantly be analyzing our day. Am I putting in enough Mesirus Nefesh for my Torah? Am I putting enough in? Baruch Hashem, this is Mesirus Nefesh. It's beautiful. We come together late Thursday nights. And this is, I want to give it to you. And I don't, Chas Hashem, this is not. I want to say this in a way to give Shevach to each and every one of you. You have no idea how often, every week I get calls from different guys. And like, Rebbe, I really wish I could come Thursday night. But I'm just like exhausted by that point. And it is. It's the end of the week. We're busy. We do things. I get it. Trust me, I get it. You think I'm not exhausted? And I got to wake up very early tomorrow for a bris, and then fly into Chicago for Shabbos, and Bez Hashem speaking 6-7 times, whatever it is, like, you know. But Lamaisa, this is Torah, and we're Moisir Nefesh Torah, and it's so beautiful. But could we be even Moisir Nefesh more throughout the day? And all of us on our own levels, some of us are learning a lot already, but could I even do more? Because could I be closer to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Dekir? That's Shabbos. Could I bring Shabbos more into the week for myself? Could I have more time with my family? On Shabbos, we have this beautiful family time. We have time with myself, with my children, with your parents, with siblings. Maybe during the week, we have to spend more time with our family. It's not meant to be with family one day a week, with our wives, with our children, with our families, whatever it might be. Families are very important. These relationships are Kodesh Kedoshim. You know, all that we have on Shabbos, can I bring that more into my week? That's what it's. And then Shabbos for me also is going to be Shabbos Shabbos. Shabbos for me also will be Shabbos Shabbos. And how do we do it? First step is Mamish deeply connecting to Shabbos. It's the first deeply connected to Shabbos. You know, it's amazing. It's an amazing medrash. Parshas Toldos, Yaakov Vina says to Esav, Vayomer Ya Perchafe Pazaklam and Al, Vayomer Yaakov, Michra Kayom es Bechoras Chali, sell to me Kayom, what is this Kayom? Your Bechor to me. Send me your Bechor, sell me your Bechor Kayom. So the Medrash on that says, what is that a reference to? Medrash Rabba here. Vayomer Yaakov Michra Kayom, Amr Lo, Zabin Li Chad Yom Mindidach. Sell me one of your days. Give me one day. In the Esav, what do you mean give me one day? Why did Esav have the day? One more than Yaakov. So you have to understand there's a Yalkut Shimoni that Yaakov took Olam Haba and Esav took Olam Hazeh. Yaakov took Olam Haba and Esav took Olam Hazeh. That's what the Yalkut Shimoni says. But Yaakov comes to Esav and says, what's the pasuk? But Yaakov, Michra Kayom. Sell me one of your days. I need you to give me Shabbos. I need you to sell me Shabbos. I need Shabbos. You could have all the 6 days a week. I need Shabbos. Yaakov understood that he has Olam Hazeh, but he needs Shabbos. Because Shabbos then elevates every other day. Shabbos could turn every other day into a day of Kedusha. I need a day where all my Gashmias could be Ruchnias Dek. Kulam Yizbu Vizangu Mituvecha. Rashi Tevos, Kulam Yizvu, Bizangu Bituvecha. It's Kayom. Kayom. Kayom, that day. The day, as the Zohar says, that what is all called Bircha and Delail Vitatabi Yoma Shvi Talon. All the Brach of the world, all week long, is Taloy on this Shabbos. That's what Kavod Shabbos are. Those Rashi Tevas, by the way. Kavod Shabbos is called Bircha and Dul'ela V'tatah B'yom HaShvi Tal. That's what Kavod Shabbos is. So Yaakov understood this, so too we. We need Shabbos. And once you have Shabbos, the rest of the week can be elevated to Kedusha. Esav, you take the rest of the week in Gashmias. Once I have Shabbos, I've elevated all my days also Baruchnias. It's all I need. If we understood Shabbos, we said the Arachayim HaKadosh before, but we'll read it to you. The Arachayim HaKadosh. Chaver, you know this Arachayim? I've said it at this table before, I don't know. Listen, every week, not everyone, you know, sometimes Chaver misses weeks, whatever it is. So it's Kedai. This Arachayim, you have to know, guys, if Kedai, if we came together, just to hear this Arachayim HaKadosh, if you've never learned this Arachayim. The Arachayim is brought down in Bereishis, Perek Beis, Pazuk Gimel. But it's talking about actually the Saras of Dibros, but it's talking about Shabbos. Shabbos is there also, right? Shabbos. What else is it talking about for Shabbos? I'm telling the Chevra. So it says, Achei Metzinika, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Gila Adavar, B'masha Omer, B'Saras of Dibros. It says in the Saras of Dibros, Ki Sheishas Yomim Azda Hashem Ezra Shemayim Ezaret. What letter is missing from that Pasuk? Ki Sheishas Yomim Azda Hashem Ezra Shemayim Ezaret. Anyone know what letter is missing from that Pasuk? Does that make, how do you translate Kisheshes Yom Mimas Hashem? Most people translate because in 6 days God created the world, right? So what's missing? Beis. It should say Bisheshes Yomim. What do you mean Kisheshes Yom Mimas Hashem? So Rechaim HaKadosh says, Haregila, Kibishas HaBriya, Lo Barak Hashem Koach Ba'olam, Zulos La'amid Sheshes Yomim. That initially God only created the ability for the world to exist for 6 days. Ki sheishes yamim as Hashem. It doesn't say in 6 days God created. Ki sheishes Hashem created 6 days. Meaning there were only going to be in existence of the world the ability to be here 6 days. L'tam hanodelo. For reasons only he could understand. Gam yadua liyode emes. Also, those who actually know the full truth understand this. You know, this is all the Rechaim Kaddish says. Obviously, deep nister, we're not going to even try. V'nishakem Hashem, and then Hashem in His infinite wisdom, ubara yom echad, He created one day, yivadel Hashem, that's understood to Hashem, ubo bayom, that day, chozer Hashem, Hashem went back, umashbiya nefesh l'olam, He brought into the world, He was mashbiya, a soul, shir ha'imekayim, o chesis yom. A soul that can last for nacha 6 days, another 6 days. V'chein al zeh derech v'zul zeh yom ha'yolam charev b'gmar sheish yamim v'chozer tovo. If it was not for that day, the whole world
would return the tov vavo. Hear what the Rechayim HaKadosh just said. And this happens every single week for eternity. That God created only 6 days and the world would cease to exist, except then he created Shabbos that gives birth to the soul of another 6 days. That means the essence and the Kedusha and the Bracha and everything that exists in 6 days all stems from Shabbos. And that's what we're about to walk into. Kodesh Kedoshim. There is no world without Shabbos, just like there is no world without Torah. It's just said, Dor Chaim said it would all go to Tovo. Similar, famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel. What does it say? Also on 6, it's interesting, it's all about 6. What's Hashishi? Melamed, she is not Kadosh Baruch Hu, my separatious. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a condition when he created the world. Ba'amar Yisrael makablim Torah simutav. If we accept the Torah, great. In love, and he echzor eschem tov avo. The world, same lashon as Zohar Chaim. The world would cease to exist without Shabbos. This world would cease to exist without Torah. That tells us something about these two entities, Torah and Shabbos. We have to taste it. And we have to live it. We have to live Shabbos in such a beautiful way to understand its koach, and then bring it and have a week of Shabbos. Maybe not on a halavai, knowing there's a concept of a level like Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but at least striving to be as close as possible, bringing more Torah into my life and more disconnect from worldly pursuit, avad to earn a living. But I don't need to be connected to everything else going on in the world that brings me down and brings me to a place that I'm not thinking b'kedusha of tahara in the way that I'm supposed to as a yid, so that I could also experience not just Shabbos, but Shabbos Shabbosom. Shabbos Shabbosom. I read this week a story from the Bava Rebbe. I took a picture of it. I'm going to read it to you. The Bava Rebbe told about the time he had a, it's one page, we'll end with this. The Bava Rebbe told about the time he had a visit from a chassid who came to introduce his future son-in-law. So chassid brought his future son-in-law. What subject in Gemara are you learning? The Rebbe asked the chassid. I'm learning the sugya of Tam Ki Iker. Whoever have learned Tam Ki Iker, replied the chassid. This topic discusses how the taste of a substance is as the substance itself. For example, if a nazir soaked grapes in water and the water now tastes like wine, he's forbidden to drink the water, even though it's water. A nazir does not also drink water. But the taste of forbidden food is prohibited just as the food itself. Tam ki iker. A lot of halachos and kashas. Said the Bava Rebbe, I see you're learning a chasidish asogya. Listen to how he learns. Listen. Tam ki iker, chasidish asogya. Listen to this. There's the iker Shabbos. The Rebbe explained the substance of Shabbos, which refers to the main halachos, the do's and don'ts of Shabbos. But just as important is the taste of Shabbos, which emerges through a person's fervent davening. His eating the three meals with exhilaration, devotion, and simcha. Every frum Jew is meticulous about observing the halachos of Shabbos. But a true chassid will also feel the tam, the taste of the kedusha of Shabbos. A chassid uplifts himself so he can savor the taste of Shabbos. To him, it's as important as the ikr of Shabbos. Concluded the Rebbe, that's why the sugya of tam ki ikr, the taste is like the substance. Substance is a chassidish sugya. Chevra, that's when it's going to happen. When we talk about making Shabbos all week Shabbos, like we learned last week from the Siva Shalom, it stems from Shabbos itself. And if you have a Shabbos that's a Tamadika Shabbos, it's not just an Ikerdika Shabbos, it's a Tamki Ikerdika Shabbos. Of course, we all keep Lamtas Melachos. There's no one here that struggles whether to go on your phone on Shabbos. Lo aleinu. There's no one here that struggles with the. Okay, there's certain halachos we're still learning. We have to learn. You know, Chever, especially, we have some of the married Chever back tonight. You could attest how important it is to learn Hilchos Shabbos and to be knowing, especially Hilchos Bishul on Shabbos. Every single Shabbos, there's shailas to know how to re-eat things, how to heat up things, how to take challahs on Friday night. We need these things, right? There are a lot of important halachas. A lot of important halachas. It's hard to know halachas. That's not how it works, buddy. Anyways, you might get rice on Pesach, but lemaisa, you got to keep halacha. Boyer, all these halachas are so important to learn. So none of us, no one here struggles in keeping Ikar Shabbos. Again, there's more we need to learn, but we know Vada, we've never struggled with keeping or not keeping. But if you want to keep Shabbos all week long in the way we're talking about, so that Shabbos and Shabbos, Shabbos, so on, and be as close to Rav Shimon bar Yochai that we should be, and elevate the whole week, it stems from a Kaddish Dikar Shabbos. If we keep Shabbos with Tam, it means our tefillos of Shabbos are on fire. Okay, maybe sometimes it's hard to get there early, but stay there late then. You have a long day. Daven, really daven. You're in no rush. Daven Shemon Esrei. Every word, and take your time. All week long, we're always rushing. We have to get places. Shabbos, you don't have to get anywhere. Shabbos, then learn with Menuchas and Nefesh. Not just the time that, okay, during the week we have our times when we have to learn, but then we only have a certain amount because I got to get somewhere else. No, learn. Like, learn to learn. To sing Shabbos Smiros at the table and just sing, not just my token one. Like I go through, you know, Shabbos night Kol Makadosh, Shabbos day Baruch Elyon. No. Sing and sing and sing. As long as sit at the Shabbos table for hours, if that's what you're into. Tam of Shabbos, a Tam of Shabbos. And we have the Tam Kiyikar, you'll be zoichet to the Shtei Shabbosos to uplift the week as well and the Shabbos all week long. And then Shabbos will be Shabboson. And then we'll be zoichet to Yom Shekulo Shabbos. With Simcha and Brachot, with Gula Shlema, with Mashiach Tekenu, b'mehera b'yamin.
Amen.